Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Monday, February 10, 2025.
Chinese companies embrace DeepSeek AI technology. On February 9, 2025, China's tech landscape saw a major shift as companies began adopting DeepSeek's artificial intelligence model. Great Wall Motor, a leading car manufacturer from Hebei, is integrating DeepSeek into its connected vehicle system, called Coffee Intelligence. This marks a significant milestone for Great Wall, known as China's first listed automaker. The Ministry of Industry and Information Technology announced that the top three telecom companies, China Mobile, China Unicom, and China Telecom, are teaming up to enhance the use of DeepSeek's AI technology. This collaboration aims to boost services and improve productivity in the telecom sector. Investor enthusiasm has surged, with Capital Online Data Service, a cloud computing firm in Beijing, seeing its shares jump by 49%. Meanwhile, Meiji Smart Technology, which focuses on IoT devices, experienced a 33% increase in its stock. Other tech giants like Tencent and Huawei are also looking to incorporate DeepSeek's AI, reflecting a broader trend in China to harness AI for innovation. As this technology evolves, it promises to reshape industries, but it also raises important questions about data privacy and job displacement.
U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum. Economic impact. On February 9, 2025, Wall Street share futures dropped as the U.S. dollar strengthened after President Donald Trump announced new tariffs. He warned of a 25% tax on all steel and aluminum imports, a move that could lead to rising prices and limit the Federal Reserve's ability to cut interest rates. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz stated that the European Union is ready to respond quickly if these tariffs are imposed, raising concerns about trade tensions. China is also expected to retaliate with tariffs on U.S. exports. The dollar index rose by 0.3% to 108.38, while the euro fell to about $1.03, and the Australian dollar dropped to 0.6245 U.S. dollars. The Japanese yen remained steady at 151 Japanese yen and 32 sun per USD. Gold prices soared to a record high of $2,886 per ounce as investors sought to avoid potential tariffs on the metal. These tariffs could lead to higher prices for consumers and strain relationships between the U.S. and other countries, marking a significant shift in U.S. trade policy with global consequences.
DBS Group's strong financial outlook for 2025. DBS Group, Singapore's largest bank, is excited to share a promising outlook for 2025, reporting a remarkable 10% rise in profits for the fourth quarter of 2024, totaling 2.62 billion Singapore dollars, or about 1.9 billion US dollars. Chief Executive Officer Piyush Gupta highlighted that net interest income is set to slightly exceed last year's figures, showcasing the bank's successful strategies in managing economic challenges. The bank's profitability measure also improved, climbing to 2.15% from 2.13% in the same quarter last year. In addition to these impressive profits, DBS Group declared a final dividend of 60 Singapore cents per share, up from 54 cents last year. They plan to introduce a capital return dividend of 15 Singapore cents per share each quarter throughout 2025, reflecting their dedication to providing value to shareholders. Despite ongoing global political risks, DBS Group's digital transformation efforts have positioned them well for future success. Analysts predict that Singaporean banks, including DBS Group, will continue to report strong profits, although potential impacts from U.S. trade policies may present challenges. Overall, DBS Group's strong results highlight the stability and innovation of Singapore's banking sector.
Resignation of Manipur Chief Minister amid ethnic tensions. N. Biren Singh, the Chief Minister of Manipur, stepped down on February 9, 2025, as ethnic clashes escalated, resulting in over 250 deaths and displacing around 60,000 people. The conflict mainly involves the Meitei and Kuki communities, who are struggling over economic benefits and job quotas. Singh, a member of the Bharatiya Janata Party, informed the governor in Imphal of his resignation, just before a crucial legislative session. Reports suggest the opposition Congress Party was preparing a no-confidence motion against him, adding to the pressure. While the governor accepted his resignation, he asked Singh to stay on until a new leader is appointed. Singh faced criticism for his perceived bias toward the Meitei community, leading to demands for his removal from Kuki groups and calls from his own party to resign. The National People's Party, a key ally of the BJP, had already left the ruling coalition, citing Singh's failure to address the violence. In his resignation letter, Singh thanked the federal government in Delhi for its support and urged continued efforts to manage border security. The situation in Manipur remains tense, with sporadic violence continuing as the state grapples with deep-rooted ethnic divisions.
Mike Johnson's tax agenda under Trump. U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson has introduced a bold tax agenda under President Donald Trump, advocating for a single, comprehensive bill aimed at substantial tax cuts while also addressing military and border security needs. This plan comes alongside a $340 billion budget proposal from Senate Republicans. Johnson acknowledges that uniting House Republicans will be challenging due to their slim majority of 218 to 215. Senate Budget Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham has proposed an additional $85.5 billion over 4 years for border security and military projects. However, extending current individual tax rates could cost over $4 trillion in the next decade, with some estimates reaching as high as $11 trillion for the full tax agenda. Johnson reassures that House Republicans are actively seeking savings to balance these costs without increasing federal deficits. As these discussions unfold, the potential impact on the federal budget and American citizens' finances is significant. While some may see increased disposable income, there are concerns about reduced funding for public services. The urgency of these talks is heightened by the looming expiration of the 2017 tax cuts, a key issue in recent fiscal debates.
Ecuador's upcoming presidential election. Ecuador is gearing up for a crucial presidential election on April 13, 2025, where voters will choose from a crowded field of 15 candidates amid rising crime and economic challenges. Current President Daniel Noboa, in office since 2023, faces a strong challenge from Luisa Gonzalez, a left-wing lawmaker and protege of former President Rafael Correa. As the country grapples with a security crisis, Noboa's administration has deployed military forces to combat crime. While he claims a significant drop in violent deaths, critics argue that drug-related crime continues to rise due to gang rivalries over cocaine trafficking routes. Gonzalez promises to address crime through military and police operations while focusing on social spending in the hardest-hit areas. The economic situation is serious, with Ecuador likely entering a recession last year. Noboa has sought help from the International Monetary Fund, aiming to build a financial reserve of $4 billion, while Gonzalez is open to IMF support, provided it doesn't harm working families. As the election approaches, the stakes are high, and the outcome will shape Ecuador's future in terms of security, economy, and governance. What does this election mean for the people of Ecuador?
Colombian President Gustavo Petro's cabinet shakeup. Colombian President Gustavo Petro is shaking up his cabinet by asking members to resign. This bold move, announced on social media, aims to better align the government with the will of the Colombian people. Elected in 2022, Petro, a former mayor of Bogotá, has focused on tackling key issues like inequality and corruption. However, his government faces difficulties, including public protests and opposition from various political groups. This cabinet change is a strategic effort to meet public expectations, which could significantly impact the stability of his leadership and future policies. As Colombia navigates its complex political landscape, citizens and analysts will closely watch these developments. With public opinion playing a crucial role, the outcome of these changes could affect how the government addresses pressing social and economic challenges.
Baltic states achieve energy independence. On February 8, 2025, the Baltic states, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, celebrated a groundbreaking shift from the Russian electricity grid to the European Union's power system. This transition closes the chapter on decades of energy dependence and marks a significant step toward energy independence for these nations. The urgency for this change grew after Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014 and its invasion of Ukraine in 2022, raising serious security concerns in the region. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen praised this achievement in Vilnius, highlighting that it opens a new era of freedom for the Baltic states. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky noted that Ukraine made a similar move in 2022, emphasizing the importance of reducing reliance on Russian energy. The disconnection from the Soviet-era energy grid involved cutting power lines near the Russian border, symbolizing a decisive break from the past. This transition is set to boost energy security in the Baltic region and strengthen ties with the EU, paving the way for a stable and independent energy future.
Drone attack on Kyiv, rising tensions in Ukraine. On February 10, 2025, Russia launched a drone attack on Kyiv, igniting a fierce blaze in a non-residential building. Thankfully, there were no injuries reported as emergency responders rushed to the scene. Witnesses heard a series of blasts, indicating that air defense systems were active during the assault. This attack is part of the ongoing war between Russia and Ukraine, which escalated after Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014 and intensified with the full-scale invasion in 2022. The use of drones in warfare raises serious concerns about civilian protection and the moral issues surrounding modern military tactics. Vitaly Klitschko, the mayor of Kyiv, has played a crucial role in coordinating emergency responses and seeking international support for Ukraine. The conflict has significant implications for global affairs, potentially leading to increased tensions and responses like sanctions or military aid for Ukraine. As the situation evolves, the international community is closely monitoring these developments, which could have far-reaching effects on global security.
Taiwan's semiconductor industry faces intense competition. Taiwan's semiconductor industry is in a high-stakes battle as competition from Chinese foundries heats up. Powerchip Technology, a key player, partnered with Hefei in 2015 to access the booming Chinese market. Fast forward 9 years and Nexchip, a Chinese foundry, has emerged as a powerful rival, offering steep discounts that jeopardize the market share of Taiwanese firms. The legacy chip sector, worth about $56.3 billion, is vital for automotive and consumer electronics. Taiwanese companies like Powerchip, United Microelectronics Corporation, and Vanguard International have long led this market, but aggressive pricing and expansion by Chinese firms like Semiconductor Manufacturing International Corporation and Hua Hong are changing the game. By 2024, China's share of global mature chip production is expected to hit 34%, while Taiwan's will be 43%. To stay competitive, Taiwanese foundries are focusing on advanced technologies. Frank Wong, Powerchip's chairman, stresses the need for transformation. Meanwhile, trade tensions between the U.S. and China may provide some relief, as international clients increasingly seek chips made outside China. As the industry evolves, innovation and adaptation will be crucial for Taiwan to maintain its edge in the global semiconductor market.
Venezuelan detainees fight against Guantanamo transfer. Three Venezuelan men held in New Mexico are taking legal action to stop their transfer to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, a facility infamous for human rights abuses. Their legal team from the Center for Constitutional Rights is worried about their safety, as they haven't received any transfer orders yet. These men fled Venezuela, a country facing severe political and economic turmoil, seeking refuge in the United States. Recently, former President Donald Trump announced plans to expand Guantanamo Bay to hold up to 30,000 migrants, raising alarms among human rights advocates who fear this could lead to more violations. One detainee, Abraham Barrios Morales, described Guantanamo as a black hole where rights are often ignored. The American Civil Liberties Union is demanding transparency about the treatment of migrants sent there, highlighting the lack of information from the Trump administration. This situation underscores the ongoing struggles of Venezuelan migrants in the U.S. and the urgent need for clarity and protection of human rights and immigration enforcement.
China's consumer inflation update. China's Consumer Price Index, or CPI, increased by 0.5% in January 2025, following a slight rise of 0.1% in December. This growth is largely driven by higher demand for services and food during the lively Spring Festival, the country's biggest holiday. Service prices jumped by 1.1%, while food prices rose by 0.4%. During the recent 8-day Spring Festival, about 501 million domestic trips were taken, marking a 5.9% increase from last year. Tourist spending reached over 677 billion yuan, which is around $94 billion, reflecting a 7% rise. To boost economic recovery, the Chinese government launched a program in 2024 aimed at upgrading equipment and encouraging trade-ins for consumer goods. Analysts expect these proactive measures will help the CPI and Producer Price Index rebound throughout 2025. What does this mean for consumers? It could signal a more vibrant economy ahead. That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's headphone news. News summary brought to you by AI.